This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago Public School students logged in this morning for their first day of remote school. WBEZ reporters are with students and school leaders today, capturing the mix of hope and nerves across the city. Minju Park starts us off with a family in Westlawn.
The Sanchezes are getting ready with a breakfast of Nutella toast and smoothies.
Your Jessica needs to be done with breakfast, and you need to be online at 8. You need to go change. I need to do your hair.
That's a lot of work.
The home is bustling with a preschooler, a kindergartner, and a fourth grader. Stephanie's entering the fourth grade, and she says today still packs some of the same first day nerves.
I've been asking my friends if like they get scared or anything. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so scared. I tell them, it's okay, don't be nervous, because it's just like a regular day of school.
Stephanie's day starts off with her class on a video call. The teacher takes attendance and does some icebreakers.
One super boring thing and one super interesting.
Okay. One super boring thing is I brushed my teeth in the morning.
Oh my God. Everybody say, really, Stephanie?
Stephanie's mother, Maria, is nearby. She says she learned lessons from remote learning last spring that she's trying out now.
I have to be active, and I have to be up, and I have to be energized, and I have to be positive. Things that I probably didn't thought I could do.
Maria says remote learning allows her to see them progress in a way she wasn't able to before.
We should cherish this opportunity. We're going to have some struggles, but I think if the kids can be more independent at the end of this, that's a big gain.
Stephanie says remote school isn't like regular school at all, and she really misses her friends.
I know how this is hard for like everyone, and nobody really knows because this just came out of nowhere. But like, I'm excited to learn new things.
I'm Minju Park.
And I'm Sarah Karp. As with Stephanie, the word of the day from teachers, the mayor, and Chicago Public School leadership was excited. Lauren Kuhlman is a drama teacher at Nightingale Elementary School in Gage Park on the Southwest Side.
My mind is exploding with possibilities. So I'm not worried about the energy that I'm going to bring. I know we're going to bring our A game. And when we bring our A game, our students bring it back.
CPS CEO Janice Jackson toured King Elementary School on the South Side, peeking into classrooms where some teachers were on camera with students.
It's hard walking through a school and not hearing kids' voices in the hallway. But when we look on the screens and visit the classrooms that we saw today, we see that our teachers have still captured that moment. And I have no doubt that this is going to be a fantastic year.
But the optimism of the day is tempered by big challenges. This year, computers and internet access are basic needs, like shoes and notebooks. And despite a lot of effort by the schools and the city, families are out there without computers or internet. Cindy is a mother of two who lives in Belmont Cragen on the Northwest Side.
Hemos tenido problemas para conectarnos a internet.
She says her family had trouble connecting to the internet with Comcast, and she's really worried that her children will not have access to their classes. And teachers are worried, too, about the state they'll find their students. This is Kuhlman again.
Nightingale was, and the area surrounding Engage Park was hit very hard by COVID, and so I really don't know how my families are. I don't know if people lost people. I don't know where they are with food insecurity.
Kuhlman, like many teachers, say getting students emotional support will be their first task, and then they'll dive into the thick of academic work. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.